Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, June 26th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights Steelcase, SCS, beats Q1 FY26 expectations with strong margins and EPS upside. Steelcase exceeded expectations in the first quarter of fiscal 2026, reporting a 7% year-over-year revenue increase to $779 million, beating both the $760 million forecast and the $762 million consensus. The company's gross margin improved to 33.9%, while adjusted EPS reached 20 cents, surpassing estimates. Strength in the Americas drove gains, with orders slightly down overall. Looking ahead, Steelcase anticipates flat to 4% revenue growth in Q2 FY26 and adjusted EPS between 36 and 40 cents. Management will discuss these results further during the upcoming earnings call at 8:30 a.m. ET.
Innovative Designs Inc. fulfills promise to IVDN shareholders with stock upgrade to OTCQB. Innovative Designs Inc. fulfills its promise to IVDN shareholders with a stock upgrade to OTCQB. The company is on track for its best year ever, with record homebuilding industry sales growth, delivering three trailing quarters of profitability to date. The upgrade comes after months of diligent work to meet all OTCQB listing requirements. With the upgrade, IVDN should receive increased coverage by more public stock trading sites and brokerage firms. The demand for Innovative Designs Insultex house wrap is steadily increasing due to new government building codes. CEO Joseph A. Richelli Jr. expressed his commitment to keeping shareholders' investments recognized for their value appreciation. For more information, visit insultexhousewrap.com.
Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Illith, OTCQB LFLRF, FC3WK0, featured by NNW as gold prices hit record highs. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a Canadian gold-focused company, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial as gold prices hit record highs, surpassing $3,300 per ounce. With forecasts suggesting it could reach $4,000, Lafleur stands out with a fully permitted gold mill in Canada's top-producing region, offering near-term production potential and strategic exposure to the surging gold market. The company is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with significant potential for long-term value. Lafleur's Swanson Gold Project covers 16,600 hectares and includes prospects rich in gold and critical metals, easily accessible by road with a rail line running through the property. The fully refurbished and permitted Beacon Gold Mill is capable of processing over 750 tons per day, enhancing development potential for the Swanson Gold Project and nearby gold projects.
Lafleur Minerals Inc., OTCQBLFLRF, moves toward Beacon Gold Mill restart and bulk sampling at Swanson Project. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is making strides towards restarting its Beacon Gold Mill in Val-d'Or, Quebec, by early 2026. The company plans to launch a 5,000-meter diamond drilling program at its Swanson Gold Project this month, with a preliminary economic assessment in progress. Analysts predict gold prices to reach $4,000 by Q2 2026. Lafleur anticipates a $5 to $6 million restart cost for the Beacon Mill, offering investors near-term production potential. A site visit is scheduled for July 2025. Stay updated on Lafleur Minerals news at the company's newsroom website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.